listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about how you can deal well according to God's Word. Here we go, Psalm 119, verses 65 and 66. Here's what we read. You have dealt well with your servant. O Lord, according to your word, teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. It's a great thing to say, to know, to believe. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. You see, this has a note of gratitude. The psalmist found himself thankful for God's good dealing towards him and that it had come according to his word. We don't think about it enough, but it is wonderfully true that each believer can say to God, "You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord." Think of all the ways that God has dealt well with us. He loves us. He chose us. He called us. He drew us to himself. He rescued us. He declared us righteous. He forgave us. He put his spirit within us, and he adopted us into his family. He makes us kings and priests and co-workers with him, and he rewards all our work for him. All this came to the psalmist and to us according to your word. This implies that he not only knew the promises of God and pled them in prayer, but he also received the promises by faith and he experienced them. We remember when Mary said to the angel Gabriel, who had just made the glorious promise that she would bear the Messiah, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." That's in Luke chapter 1, verse 38. This should be the experience of every child of God. They should know that God has dealt well with them, and they know that it has been according to his word. From gratitude for the past, it then progresses to a prayer for the present. Teach me good judgment and knowledge. This is the prayer of wisdom from a blessed life. Having received this well-dealing from God, the psalmist understood the need to live in the good judgment and knowledge of God. The blessings were given to him for wise and obedient living to the glory of God. We far too easily forget our great need to learn good judgment and knowledge, and we're far too ready to trust our own heart and conscience. Just like every other aspect of our being, our conscience has been injured by the fall. So our conscience doesn't always get it right. So we need to have our judgment and knowledge constantly informed by the Word of God. The reason behind all this is stated at the end of verse 66. We read this, "For I believe your commandments." He wanted God to teach him because he really did believe the commands and words of God. If we really do believe his word, then we want him to teach us to live wisely and obediently.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.